Previously on Homeland.
But I'm at the airport. I'm looking at Farhad Ghazi as we speak.
What the fuck?
Saul.
Take the shot, Carrie. We're losing our window.
It's Saul.
Take the shot, goddammit! Are you out of your brains? That is Saul! You were one of the last people to see him before he was taken.
Only because you sent him on a mission to stir up trouble.
That puts you at the center of this.
So you found something?
I used the key you gave me to get into Carrie Matheson's apartment.
Josephine?
Her place is a fucking pharmacy.
Better than last night, at least. You were in quite a state.
this your house?
Yes.
How did I get here?
You don't remember. I meant we're here.
Why?
You were causing a commotion in the street. The police had you in custody by the time we got to you. Like I said, you were in quite a state. You really don't remember. You told me some things about yourself last night. You thought I was someone else. Someone you were fond of. Someone who died.
Hey. You need to rest. No.
So where in the hell is she?
Unclear. We're checking into that right now.
Should I be worried?
At this point, only about Saul.
So are we ready, then?
Yeah.
We listen, right? Whatever they say, however incendiary it seems.
Hey, I gotta keep my mouth shut.
Wasn't easy to repair the damage last time. Not sure I can do it again. You've got to get closer.
I had an unexpected guest.
I heard.
You did?
No. Do you want to tell me why you intervened?
I didn't intervene. She was out on the streets acting crazy. Wasn't going to end well. I thought the last thing we needed was another incident with the CIA station chief.
Why do you think that was?
What?
Carrying Matheson out of her mind. What was that about? Did you bother to ask yourself? She has a history of mental illness.
I didn't know.
She would have been on a plane right now. Back home, relieved of her post. You got in the way.
She told me. She had something going on. She said.
Are you okay, Hit?
Not sure. Really.
Come on. You will get them waiting long enough.
Tell them if he's hurt, all bets are off.
They know that.
Tell them.
I'll try to convey the message.
Oh, you'll try.
Abdul Zahir.
Faisal Ahmad.
Amir Wasif.
What's he doing?
Nafiz Jan. Mustafa Hashmi. Allahu Akbar.
Those are prisoner names, aren't they?
Yes, the ones you're holding at Bagram.
So he wants an exchange.
Obviously, this will take time. He must know that.
Amir Wasif was responsible for the marketplace bombing at Karachi, am I right? Forget what he's done to us. He killed 36 of your citizens that day. You really want him back on the street?
These are Haqqani's demands, not ours.
We're as shocked as you to hear that name.
You are. Really.
Okay. This is an unexpected development. Obviously, nothing can happen until we consult with our respective governments. I'd like to suggest that we reconvene same time tomorrow morning.
Are you feeling better? Can I get you anything?
Why were your men following me?
They weren't.
You said they brought me here.
The police notified us you were acting strangely.
Oh, so the police were following me.
Only after you beat up a security guard and started shooting people with your fingers.
Is that what I was doing? Well, maybe that was because someone fucked with my meds.
What?
My pills that I rely on. I'm wondering if someone tampered with them. Well, I guess you don't think it's out of the question.
And what do you think? I did it.
I didn't say that. But did you?
No.
Well, who did?
I have no idea.
But you tell me, right? Mr. Helpful, with your men who just happened to be out in the streets.
You have this all wrong. I thank you.
Yeah, well, thanks.
You need to rest.
Get out of my way.
Where are you going? Let me drive you back to the embassy.
I'll get there myself.
Your meds.
Thank you.
Carrie, where have you been?
What happened? We have a breach here at the embassy.
What?
Someone switched up my meds. Where's Lockhart?
With the ambassador, then.
Fly him away discreetly. I need you, him, and me in the secure room as soon as possible. Just the three of us until we figure out who we can trust.
How could this possibly happen?
It's pretty clear how. Someone got in my room.
Who could do this?
I don't know.
We need to bring the ambassador into this.
We need to bring no one into this, not until we think it through.
Do you know how many people go in and out of here every day? Finding the one working against us. Or who knows, maybe there's more than one. Did you brief her on the Saul situation?
I was waiting for you.
Another clusterfuck. What Haqqani wants for Saul, a prisoner exchange.
This is Haqqani's entire command structure. We can't do it.
That's what I said in the meeting.
You give up these five, he basically controls from here to Kabul.
I think that's the point.
So what's the plan?
What plan? There's no plan. No one wants this. Not us, not the White House, not Saul, especially not Saul. But I will not have my predecessor joining Daniel Pearl and Jim Foley with their heads in a basket. So you tell me, what do we do?
We find another way.
I'm going to need something more specific. In the meantime, I need to let the ambassador know what happened to you.
Sir,
I was cross with our Pakistani friends again today. She made me promise transparency, teamwork. And there was another T, I forget what the fuck it was. You told me we're going to get this place under control.
So you didn't exactly say what happened to you last night.
I don't know what happened to me last night. Really, I ended up at the residence of Colonel Khan.
The ISI counterterrorism chief?
He says his men found me. Some police lockup, apparently.
And you don't remember?
Not really, just that it was... It was crazy.
Pretty fucking low of them.
They exploited a weakness.
They poisoned you.
At least there are no illusions where anyone stands. Oh, fuck. That tip. Breach.
You tell me how else it could have happened.
Fine. I'll start the changeover protocol. New locks, new codes.
I feel like I'm in a fucking war.
What did you expect?
I don't know. Isn't Pakistan supposed to be on our side? I really don't know how you do it. Sit across from them day after day, knowing all they want is to stab us in the back.
I'm a diplomat. It's my job.
To eat shit.
To suck it up. If that's what it takes to find areas of common interest.
They hate us. Good luck finding common interest in that.
Hey. He doesn't look too happy. Neither do you, for that matter. These may be just the thing. From Remus.
Oh.
I was passing by after work.
These are genuine bullet shots. That's like halfway to a donut.
Don't go outside, okay?
What do you mean?
Let someone else teach your class for a while. Can you do that? It's not safe.
It's not like I'm an ex-director of anything. No one's going to take me.
There are other things going on.
Like what? Fine. I understand.
There's been a breach here in the embassy. You can't tell anyone.
Sure.
Just be careful.
Where is he?
Doesn't know. He's on foot. Coming back in 11 minutes. We have to locate him and put together an exfil plan.
Did he call?
Not yet. You ready?
Good to go.
We needed a break. Maybe we finally got one. Right on time. Saul.
What do I do?
Saul, it's Quinn. We need to locate you first. What can you see?
Nothing. Spit's black. I can't see my feet.
Oh, the good news is nobody can see you.
We have a GPS signal.
Hold on, I think we got you. Let me topple 550 miles in every direction.
So where am I?
Saul, I need you to calm down and breathe.
I'm fucking breathing. I usually walk 2 blocks to the deli. It's flat.
Okay, quiet now. Sound troubles.
Just... just tell me what to do.
You said you wanted a break. Take a look at this. Akeem, we have an asset here.
Saul?
Yeah.
There's a ridge line
up the hill in front of you. Tell me when you're there. How far is this drone support?
Here is 350 miles away.
Reroute him. One eye's on Akeem in the morning. Can we get special forces in there?
As far as I know, the road's passed.
Okay. I'm there.
Good.
Get me out of here.
All right, listen, we're going to move you. Look back the way you came. To your left, 10 o'clock. You should see lights on the valley
floor. That's McKean. We have an asset there.
How far is it?
20 miles.
Okay.
Fuck that.
No, it's good.
20 miles, come morning. As far as they know, it could be any direction.
It's 1,500 square miles they have to cover.
You're a needle in a haystack. The asset's name is Azam Shah. The grocer in the center of town on the Faranzapur Road. Special forces will extract you there. Repeat back to me. So, when we hang up,
we'll be radio silent until you reach the rendezvous point. Please repeat the extraction plan back to me.
Where's Gary? Gary.
Yes, sir.
I need to talk to you.
Just you and me.
Gary, you there?
I'm here.
Just us, right?
Just us.
Listen.
I'm not going to be recaptured by those people.
Understood. That's why we're all here.
That's not what I'm talking about.
I will not be a pawn in this prisoner exchange.
I will not play Hakami's game.
No one should suffer for my mistakes. Let alone the whole country.
Gary, you hear me?
Yeah.
You need
to promise. If something goes wrong, you drop a bomb on the whole mess. You know what this exchange plan is about.
You know it can happen.
Escape or die, promise me.
Okay.
No, not okay. You need to promise. I will not be allowed to fall back into the hands of the Taliban. I swear to God, I'm stepping off a cliff right now.
Escape or die. I promise.
Asad is Azam Shah. Runs a grocery store on Ferozepoort Road. McKean. I'm starting now.
Saul? Saul's almost there. What's the word on special forces?
About an hour and a half out. Is there anything you want to tell
me? Me and Saul said to me last night. Hmm. He's not going to allow himself to be recaptured. He said take him out if it comes to that.
Which is exactly what you said he wanted.
No one wants that. He made me promise.
If it comes to that. Which it won't.
Right. That's what the forces are for.
The Pakistani delegation just arrived. You ready? The ambassador has a list of questions to present. Saul, basically. She figures the entire agenda will take 20 minutes, after which we're back here on Saul. You think they know?
Their great bargaining chip has vanished. Please, they were told the second he escaped.
In a series of calls with the White House, you can imagine the levels of scrutiny. But I'm sure Mr. Lockhart will be here shortly.
They know.
What?
About the pills, they know.
Calm down.
You told me Carrie Matheson would be on a plane by now. She's not. She's on a rampage from the friend of who fucking poisoned her.
I'm pretty sure she has other things on her mind. I need you to do something for me, Dennis.
Get it. It's too hot.
It's going to be easy.
Calling it a breach. That's the word they used.
Oh, here they are.
Sorry for the delay.
So we're all ready then. It can't be a surprise to anyone, but the White House has a number of questions about Haqqani's request for an exchange of prisoners. To avoid misunderstanding, I've itemized them here. Item one. The president insists that proof of life be provided on a daily basis.
I'm afraid we have no way to guarantee daily communications, Madam Ambassador.
The president requires daily proof of life to authorize the release.
I will convey the request.
Next, one of the names on your list...
Not our list.
Of course. One of the prisoners, Faisal Ahmed, is undergoing treatment for a viral infection. U.S. medical personnel estimate he can travel in 3 days.
Estimate?
3 days.
Estimate?
That's what I was told.
Stop. Who are you?
Didn't they say?
Who?
The Americans.
Shut up.
If you have no idea what I'm talking about, then shoot me. But if you do, I've come for help.
As long as Mr. Ahmed can walk, he should be on that transport with the other exchangees.
Item 7B, Amir Vasif. I'm sure that everyone here is aware that this name poses particular challenges. These challenges are only examples.
Carrie.
I know what's wrong with.
That's fast.
Still going on. Fuck.
What is it?
He's saying they have to locate a single human being in 1,000 square miles, a needle in a haystack, but that's not true. They don't have to find Saul. All they have to do is find that. Find us. We have a drone directly over McKean. They not only know where Saul is, they know the only direction help could be coming from.
Check flight operations. I want to know everything the Pakistani Air Force has been doing since sunrise.
That's why they were so smug in there.
5 sorties, all in the border region.
They know. We gotta get everyone on the ground a heads up.
3-1 Delta.
3-1 Delta, this is Islamabad. Your position, please.
3-1 Delta, we're closing on M-Town. We're currently 4 clicks out.
3-1 Delta, repeat, please. Can we do something about this?
Let me see.
3-1 Delta, be advised.
Looks like the Taliban are everywhere.
3-1 Delta, wait out.
Rerouting via Ross Street 7-9er.
Say again, Ross Street 7-9er.
This guy's taking forever.
Makani's Taliban. They showed up 5 years ago. Making noise about Sharia law. Demanding to see people's papers. Asking for IDs they couldn't even read. And they shut down the school. It was clear what they wanted. For us to become like them. My father stood up to them. He placed a mine outside his house under his favorite tree. When he died, everyone else backed down. The next day, I called the Americans.
I need to talk to your guest, please.
Yeah.
Saul, how you doing?
I'm ready to get out of here.
Good. There's been a slight change of plans.
What's wrong?
Nothing. We just want to move you to the south edge of town, closer to pickup. There's too many people. We don't want you stuck in the center.
Fine.
There's a hospital about 4 streets down. You can get there by the alleyway straight out the back.
Okay.
Behind the hospital, there's a large park that backs up to the hills. We'll meet you there.
I'm on my way.
Keep your phone on. We need to track you.
I said I should take this.
Good. You can take that too.
Thank you.
You're always welcome here.
Ripper 1-1, copy that.
I apologize for my colleague's absence. I'm not sure what's keeping them. I wonder if we should take a formal recess?
No. We'll wait. I'm sure they'll be back soon.
Islamabad.
3-1 Delta. Hit a roadblock. 8 enemy. Stand by.
Where did these guys come from? Fuck. Okay, I want these guys tagged, all of them. We have to track where they go.
Yes, ma'am. I'm tagging them now.
011.
Get me Saul.
Yeah.
Saul, I need to redirect you slightly. Turn right. Now. Okay, good.
Something wrong?
No.
1-1,
Carrie, what's going on?
We're seeing some Taliban presence in town.
Not some. A lot. And they're searching.
Hold on one second. Tag these.
Harry.
I know I'm here.
There are too many of them. I can't get through.
Just hang tight. It's not that bad. You gotta trust me. I've got the big picture here. Okay. Now, listen carefully.
So?
What are you doing?
Always said.
No, you have to keep moving.
I will not go back to those people, Carrie.
Saul, we're almost there.
They had a good run of it.
No, no! Saul, what are you doing? You've got to listen to me. It's not over.
They're everywhere. You must see them. Too many.
No! I'm here! I'm here! In the ops room. I am looking at the screen, and I am telling you, it is not hopeless. There is a way. Saul? Saul, we will thread the needle, you and I. We will get you home, but you
need to put that gun down and focus. You need to do exactly what I say.
Saul? Saul?
They're not coming. We can't.
Saul, they're waiting for you at the rendezvous. Don't let them down. Saul, you're in a courtyard. You need to exit it now. Okay. So at the alleyway, you're going to take a right.
That's the way I came.
Or we're going to retrace your steps a bit.
What now?
Up ahead, there's a 1, 2, 3 buildings. Veer left.
Harry.
Don't worry, I see them.
There should be a door to your left.
That's locked.
Try the next one.
Okay. Okay. I'm in.
Keep moving.
You're looking for an exit across the building. To your left, and then your right, probably.
I see one.
Good. That'll take you out to a street,
and the park is 2 blocks away.
Okay.
Just keep moving.
I am. Karen!
I think I'll go back to the conference room. I was really looking forward to telling those people to go fuck themselves. But I don't see that happening now. Hakani will meet his demands.
He's trying to do the right thing for once. He's trying to keep someone alive. Steering them to their death.
What'd you do?
I don't know what I did. I betrayed Saul. He was counting on me, and I betrayed him. How can saving someone's life be the wrong choice? But it was, because there are only wrong choices, and it's like I'm finally seeing it now for the first time. Nothing good can happen in this fucked up world that we've made for ourselves. Can it?
We've been up for 2 days. I think we could both use some rest. Good night.
Well, you won.
Did we?
You said you had something to tell me?
What happened to you the other night with the drugs? It wasn't me.
You said that already.
I know.
More than once.
I need you to believe me.
Why?
I'm not sure. Maybe because it's true. You make everything so hard, you know that?
Next time you complain about the distrust between us, you remember this. Right now. That was fucked up what they did to me. Maybe it was fair, maybe it's what we do to each other all the time, but it didn't feel fair. Not at all. I believe you, though. I know you're telling the truth, because I remember. Not everything, but enough. The part at the end with you. You can't do this. You can't tell me you're
something. It was Dennis Boyd who switched your pills. The ambassador's husband. He's working against you. That's all I can say.